Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151.
When you look at your brand new smartphone or tablet, is the first thought to go through your head, now what? Well, then you're in the right place. This is Into Tomorrow, and we are here to help. If you've got questions, comments, concerns, maybe help for another listener with their dilemma, we do want to hear from you. 800-899-INTO, anytime, 24/7. That's 800-899-4686, or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. I'm Dave Graveline of Ratio and Erasmo in the control room.
I'm Chris Graveline. Coming up on our next segment, we'll be chatting with Scott Steinberg. He's an author of The Modern Parent's Guide to Facebook and Social Networks. So that should be interesting. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Tiffin, makers of the Steadicam Volt. Mount, power on, and go. Learn more at tiffin.com. That's TIFFEN.com.
It's time for our info history feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
I don't know. Just got in there.
Uh-huh. In 1929, the first regular TV broadcasts were made from the Witzleben transmitter. The breaking news published by a Berlin daily as a special edition read, "Television in Berlin successful." The journalist explained that the noisy crackling to be heard was the TV signal. As radio listeners do not have time to watch daily events during the day, radio reporters around the world would film important events, send the films to their station, which would then transmit them to their listeners in the evening hours. 250 people were privileged and able to watch the new medium, which was, of course, shown off at IFA. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
And we will again this year coming up. It'll be our 17th?
That.
I don't know. Bunch of years we've been doing IFA. That's going to be your assignment before next week's broadcast, is go back and find out what year this will be.
Oi.
What do you mean, oi? Shouldn't be too difficult for you. Check our, you're the history guy, so check our broadcast history and ascertain for sure. I want to say it'll be the 17th year, because didn't they bake us a cake 2 years ago, or was that last year? For our 15th year. Okay. All right. Check the website. Maybe our listeners will let us know. Because it's
This will be 16. I remember this last year, we were there in September, that our buddies Jens and Dirk came in with a chocolate cake into our new broadcast.
To mark our 15th year.
Yes.
At IFA Next.
Yes.
That was a great way to mark the 15th year there. Yes. IFA Next. Very cool area, too. All right. So our 16th year.
Yes.
Next week, you'll absolutely verify that.
Sure.
Because you have that I'm not really positive look.
I don't usually forget food.
Okay.
Especially cake.
Oh, my gosh. Mark in Woodbury, Tennessee, listens on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Hello there.
Is there such a device that I can use in my home when I have everybody there to eat that I can flip a switch, turn something on, and it will shut down the entire cell signal in my home or in a given area?
Oh, boy.
To where that nobody's pulling out their phone to check Instagram or Facebook or doing whatever. I know they can't stop them from playing games on them, but you know they're not checking up on somebody that, you know, that they could just easily call in 30 minutes or so after eating. It's all I got, you know. Just I guess a signal jamming device. Does it exist?
Well, Mark, there certainly are devices that will block cell phone signals, Wi-Fi, GPS, police radar, and more. You can easily find them online from anything from below $100 to several thousands of dollars, and they're 100% illegal to operate. The FCC even has the following warning on their website. "We remind and warn consumers that it is a violation of federal law to use a cell jammer, or similar devices that intentionally block, jam, or interfere with authorized radio communications, such as cell phones, police radar, GPS, and Wi-Fi. Despite some marketers' claims, consumers cannot legally use jammers within the United States, nor can retailers lawfully sell them, close quote. Now, that's right from the FCC. They mean business. It is against federal law.
Yeah, and the fines are no joke. A man in Florida back in 2014 was fined $48,000 for using a jammer to keep other drivers around him off their phones. A truck driver that worked around LaGuardia Airport was fined almost $32,000 and fired when he was caught using a GPS jammer so that his boss couldn't track him.
Oh, jeez.
He was found out because he accidentally interfered with airport communications.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. An IT worker in Chicago that wanted peace on his train ride was sent to jail until he posted $10,000 bail on a possible $100,000 fine while awaiting trial for using a jammer. And a school in Dallas was charged $25,000 for blocking signals. So it's up to you if you want to risk it, but you may want to talk to your Instagram addicts instead and see if you can just reason with them.
Yeah, but Mark, we feel for you because I feel for you every time I go to a movie even. You want to throw, and I often do, popcorn at the people that are, get off your phone. You're lighting up the whole theater, for crying out loud. Or worse, you're talking up the whole thing and we're trying to listen to a movie. Same thing applies, but to be able, I appreciate the fact that you're trying to get the whole family together and sit down and have a peaceful dinner and actually share socially in person what's going on with your life these days, you know, over dinner. It's wonderful, a great idea. You know what, though? The best thing to do is just collect all the cell phones before dinner. Put them in a basket somewhere or something. Hide them until after dinner. Or stack them up. You know, this is a thing we've done, and I do to this day once in a while, going out with a group of friends. Okay, let's do a cell phone pile. First person to be checking their phone buys dinner. It's amazing how no one will check their phone. Of course, I look at my smartwatch periodically just to see what's happening. Well, we didn't say smartwatches. We said cell phones. But it's a problem. There's no doubt about it. So, I mean, yes, there are jammers. Yes, they are illegal. They're expensive, et cetera. It's not going to be the solution. Now, as far as internet access, yeah, unplug your router. That's not going to stop their cell phone and, you know, using the cell carrier. But maybe the best bet is just to say, new rule. No phones. Don't bring them. Put them all in that basket until after dinner.
Yeah, I've talked in the past about phone-free family fun night on Fridays. You know, I put the phones down, play a board game with the family.
That makes sense. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com.